Now I have the honor to welcome Leo for the Super Bowl.
Okay, hey guys. This is my second time on the podcast, and I'm here to talk about the Super Bowl, which is on Sunday. Now, it is between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two incredibly talented quarterbacks. Now, personally, I'm going for Kansas City, and I'm about the only one in my family who is rooting for Kansas City. In my opinion, I think Tom Brady has passed his prime. And just Kansas City has, like, the better team and the better stats to win, but, anything goes in football, so it's hard to say. I think Tyreek Hill the wide receiver for the Chiefs, is going to be a really big weapon against them based on how Tampa Bay handles zone and man, and really, like, they're only, like, decently talented secondary player is, and I apologize, I'm going to be very blunt, but Antoine Winfield, and he certainly has a lot of talent, but I don't think they're going to be able to cope with Tyreek Hill's speed and just the amount of offensive weapons that Kansas City has. And Tampa Bay does have some offensive weapons as well. I mean, they just signed Leonard Fournette. And they have, like, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and Tristan Wirfs, who they drafted. I think he's not, like, as big as, like, he's not as of a big deal as people thought he was during the draft. He's kind of underperformed a bit, but, we'll see. Maybe he has a breakout play in the Super Bowl, I guess. Now, gosh, I forgot what I was going to say. Yes, okay. Now, Kansas City, they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's a great running back, incredible talent. I think I don't think he's going to be used as much because of, like, the pass rush and linebacker core that Tampa Bay has with Levante David, Shaquille Barrett, and Dominique Sue. So I think Tampa Bay will be able to stop the run a bit unless Kansas City throws, like, screen passes or something, because Clyde Edwards-Helaire just has that incredible burst of speed off the line. And Kansas City, who's now, like, the Legion of Zoom, I think they are kind of the favorite. I think Tom Brady is washed up. I mean, if he gets another Super Bowl ring, it'd be great for him. That'd be a great goal for him to retire on. And if Patrick Mahomes gets two Super Bowl wins in a row and he gets MVP, I think that's just going to be an incredible achievement that he will certainly remember throughout his NFL career. But, all right, now let's go on the defensive side of things for Kansas City. Let's see, who do we have? Chris Jones, Tyrann Mathieu, and yeah, that's about it. So I think when Kansas City manages their defense very well, it can become an incredible defense. But I think most of the time, because Tampa Bay is sort of like a pass-heavy offense now, Kansas City is going to have to learn to cope with that. But we'll see. Maybe Kansas City can come back for another and Kansas City can just get another catch up like they did in Super Bowl 54 against the San Francisco 49ers. But we'll see. So Kansas City just has that incredible arm as well, which Tampa Bay is just going to have to learn how to cope with. And they're going to be training, like, really heavily training for this. This is the biggest day in Super Bowl, arguably. And now, why don't we kind of head towards the draft a bit? Because we have seen the Super Bowl, and we have to learn kind of what upgrades certain teams will be making. And I think there are some kind of, like, obvious picks, like Jacksonville goes Trevor Lawrence or the Jets go Justin Fields. But now let's go, because Kansas City, they're kind of like all of the main players are off the board with when Kansas City and Tampa Bay pick, which is like 32nd or 31st in their draft position. So I think I don't think personally that Tampa Bay is going to re-sign Chris Godwin, but Amon-Ra St. Brown is an incredible wide receiver for the USC Trojans. I think that would be a very great pickup if I was Tampa Bay, but and now the Washington football team, personally my favorite team. I'm a DC homeboy, and I think we've got to pick Mac Jones, man. The quarterback, Heisman talent from Alabama, he's just incredible, but I'm not realistically sure if he's going to be if he's going to be on the board by number 19. Maybe he'll fall a bit. Or Devontae Smith, but I don't think he's going to fall. Or Jalen Waddle. Terrace Marshall Jr., and he's a great wide receiver. He does have a lot of talent. I'm excited to see what teams will be picking him up. And now, let's get some breaking news. The Rams and the Lions. Let's see. So the Lions traded Matthew Stafford to the Los Angeles Rams in exchange for Jared Goff and some first-round picks. Do I think that was a good trade or not? I'm not sure. I mean, I guess it'd be nice to have, like, the first-round picks, but if I were Detroit, I'd keep the picks. I'd trade away Jared Goff, but I would take a quarterback in the draft, like Trey Lance or Mac Jones, even, like, Kyle Trask or Jamie Newman or Tanner Morgan, all very, very good names. But, I guess we'll see what happens. So that's your daily dose of sports. And, yeah.
Thank you, Leo. That was Sports with Leo. Thank you for being here.
All right. Glad to be here. Bye, guys.